96.3 WHUR. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments at 202-432-WHUR or toll free 1-800-221-WHUR. Now, Insight.
Welcome back. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. By all accounts, 20-year-old Deshaun Marmon is a good guy. He's a rising football star at the University of New Mexico, but this summer, Marmon found himself in a confrontation with a U.S. Airways pilot and San Francisco police officer over his sagging pants. It ended with him being ejected from the plane, arrested, and in jail. Well, he's out now. The charges dropped, but that's not the end of this story. Joining us to talk about this is Danny McClain from thecolorofchange.org and Donna Doyle, Deshaun Marmon's mother. If you have any questions or comments, you can give me a call right now at 202-432-WHUR. That's 202-432-9487. You can also call me at 1-800-221-9487 or find me on facebook.com/ Harold T. Fisher, Ms. Doyle, and Ms. McClain, thank you both for joining me.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. McClain, let me start with you. What is Color of Change and what does the organization have to do with this incident?
Sure. Well, Color of Change is a civil rights organization. We're an online community of more than 750,000 people around the country, and together we use the power of the Internet to make government and corporations more responsive to the concerns of Black Americans and our allies. And so we went out to our community with an email soon after we heard about the Deshaun situation in June. And we let our community know, look, this has happened. No matter how you feel about sagging pants as a style, this young man was, you know, harassed, kicked off his flight, and eventually arrested simply because of the clothes that he was wearing. And our community responded, vociferously and very quickly. They were outraged for the most part. And so very quickly we had nearly 40,000 people sign their names to a petition calling on U.S. Airways to do two things. One, to apologize to Deshaun and Ms. Doyle and his family for this situation. And two, to explain to the larger community exactly what steps they intended to take so that no one has to go through the kind of criminalization and humiliation that Deshaun had to go through in June.
Have they responded to the petition?
They have not. You know, I joined with, was very pleased to meet Ms. Doyle last week and joined with members of the San Francisco NAACP last week, and Color of Change went and delivered our petition signatures to U.S. Airways at San Francisco Airport. And, you know, we got a lot of media coverage. We know that U.S. Airways has heard us loud and clear, and yet we still, we're not hearing from them. They have not returned our phone calls, and we don't get the sense that they really understand that they've sent quite an upsetting message to communities of color and really to all Americans who care about justice.
Donna Doyle, mother.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm sure this is not the kind of publicity that you were hoping to have for your son, who's quite a football player, I understand.
Of course not. Of course not. Deshaun has worked very hard to get to where he is academically and on the football field. So the fame and fortune that we are working for doesn't come. We weren't expecting anything like this. We expected to come from his schooling and on his football field.
So after this happened, when you first had an opportunity to talk to him, what did you tell him about what happened?
This is the real world. As young men, your parents kind of, you know, keep you sheltered from racism or what have you. We as the parents can kind of go through all that for you. Now you're an adult now, and this is the real world where racism it yet exists, and it's sad, but it's yet alive. And my son, unfortunately, had to live it himself and to see that what you wear, the color of your skin, and your hair, people will look at you and will judge you. And the bottom line is, this is the real world. Racism, like I said, yet exists.
But there are two things going on here. There's a video that was taken by a cell phone cam. I've seen the video. It's on my Facebook page. During this confrontation with the pilot, to your son's credit, he was polite. He was angry, but he was polite. And a lot of people on Facebook are saying that there are two issues here. For example, Lola, who posted on my page today, she says, no matter what anyone thinks of it, if there's concern with security, once it was clear he didn't have a bomb and that the matter was over, but they continued to emasculate him. And she said, this is a free country. There are no laws against wearing saggy pants. But on the other hand, had you had any conversations with him about saggy pants even before this happened?
You know, as a mother, I don't like the trend of the saggy pants look. However, when I was a child, we had our trend, and our parents weren't too crazy about it either. It's a trend. I've told my son, I have four sons, at some point, pull your pants up. Tighten up your belt, whatever it is. However, these young men wear the clothing that the stores are promoting. The rappers and whomever, they promote these clothing. These people get paid very well from these young people and their clothing. As a mother, like I said, I don't approve of it. However, it's a trend. We got through our trend of clothing. These young people will get through their trend. You still can't judge these young people by their attire. He was not showing any skin parts. He was not indecent exposure, as they said he was. So at that point when they saw that his clothing were sagging, but they were up on his bottom, and then he was in his seat, so if they were sagging too low, you no longer seen any of his underwear, what have you, it shouldn't have been a problem.
Let me go to the phone lines. Got a lot of phone calls on the line. 202-432-WHUR. That's 202-432-9487. Lori, thanks for holding on. Calling from Greenbelt, what's on your mind? Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go right ahead, please. Turn your radio down.
Yes, I certainly agree with the mother on a situation where it is a trend and it's something that a lot of parents or people do not appreciate. However, I believe that you should have discretion on how you wear your clothes when you're going somewhere.
What do you mean by that, Lori, when you say you should use discretion when you're doing that?
Well, I mean, everyone is aware of the trend that nobody likes. Unfortunately, they're stereotyped. And people get nervous around them. People get apprehensive thinking that they're going to do something because that is what has been projected by society. You can wear anything that you want, but you also are aware of how people feel about it, how people are intimidated about it. Hmm. So by using discretion, I mean at school, fine. Around your friends, fine. But when you go, to a professional environment or to a place just like an airport or somewhere, there's lots of people with lots of opinion and lots of thoughts about certain things. There is nothing wrong for a few minutes dressing like your mama wants you to dress.
I was about to say that, Lori. You know, maybe it's always good to listen to your mama if you think your mama has common sense, and even if she doesn't, because if you don't think she does, she probably does anyway. Lori, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wes, calling from...
I could just jump in there for
Yeah,
for
sure,
one
go ahead.
You know, we had a number of Color of Change members email us and say, you know, I don't like the saggy pants look, but I signed on to this petition because, you know, the stakes are just too high. I think it's important to remember that the airline police, they had Deshaun arrested on suspicion of a felony count of battery of a police officer and misdemeanor counts of resisting arrest and trespassing. And if the DA had enough sense to see that the evidence wasn't there to support such charges, and if the DA hadn't had the wisdom to not bring criminal charges, Deshaun's life could have, his future could have been in jeopardy.
Well, let me ask you this.
This is very serious. And, so,
Danny, let me ask you, if I may jump in before I, Wes, just hold on because I know you're on the line. But here's the thing. You just said something that's kind of struck a chord. Trespassing? From what I understand, he was asked for his ticket and boarding pass, which he had. So how is that possible? That sounds just absolutely ridiculous.
It is, and I think that's what the DA recognized. And I think even beyond that, you know, U.S. Airways doesn't have a dress code. Right. There's no dress code. And so what came to play here was a completely subjective, the captain and other flight attendants, you know, subjective understanding of what constitutes appropriate dress. So you're right. I mean, the whole situation escalated to a point that became very dangerous for Deshaun. And again, just sent an incredibly dangerous message to all of us who fly, you know, that we can't be certain that we'll be safe when we are paying customers and choose to board a flight.
West, thanks for holding on. What's your comment?
Hi, bear with me. I'm losing my voice, kind of hoarse.
We'll just make it quick.
Okay, I'm very passionate about this issue. These sagging pants have got to stop. It's vile. It's nasty looking. It breaks every bit of common sense and decency. Nobody in their right mind wants to see some body's backside scattered all over the place. And the other thing, it's a safety issue. These bozos wearing their pants down, hanging across their knees, no wonder they're getting shot trying to run from somebody that's gunning for them. Mm. They can't run. They're grabbing their pants, holding them up with one hand, trying to jump a fence. And it's getting capped left and right because of that.
Well, Wes, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. I need to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is the Inside segment on WHUR.
If there's one phrase that can perfectly describe the design philosophy behind an automobile like the 2012 Fiat 500, that phrase is simply more. Built on the fierce design philosophy, the compact can be strong, simple can be smart, and less can be more. Effortless, efficient, and intuitive. Because while most things in this world seem to make our lives overcomplicated, Fiat finds it more interesting, more inspiring, and a lot more fun to help make life more undercomplicated. With Blue and Me hands-free communication, 3-year, 36,000-mile scheduled-free maintenance, and unsurpassed city fuel economy, the result is a remarkable car that's a pleasure to drive and a pleasure to own, all for $15,500. The 2012 Fiat 500. Visit FiatUSA.com to find a studio near you. Base model MSRP excludes destination tax, title, and registration. See studio for full pricing details. EPA estimated 30 city MPG. Actual mileage varies.
This is for you, Mom. This is for gently explaining why dirt, while fun to eat, has no nutritional value. This is for sewing your son the best George Washington costume the world has ever seen. We're Bloom Grocery Stores, and we're honoring you with more of what you love, like organic and gluten-free choices, only the freshest meats and seafood, and some of the lowest prices around. It's almost as impressive as your ability to squeeze 25 hours out of a day. So come redeem what you've earned right here at Bloom.
I'm Manny Batista. This is my story. Some of the older guys in our unit said their first time out was even tougher than they imagined. Dig in, they said. Follow orders. And wherever you go, take your Navy Federal credit card to buy a crib or a stroller or whatever baby thing your wife demands. Don't argue. Just buy.
3.5 million members from every branch of service and their families. 3.5 million stories. Navy Federal Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about Deshaun Marmon's arrest on a U.S. Airways plane this summer for wearing saggy pants. We have his mother, Donna Doyle, on the line, and Danny McClain from colorofchange.org, a civil rights organization. Let me grab another phone call. Lori calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I just have a quick comment. I didn't see the video, but I just want to agree with the last callers by saying that yes, we understand it's a trend, and we all have our, you know, civil liberties, and we can dress how we want to, but we are in a public place, and we have to, be cognizant of that. Not everybody is agreeing with the saggy pants fashion trends. Nobody wants to see that. Was it extreme that they arrested him? By all means, it was extreme. Did they give him a chance to pull up his pants? Thank you. Pull up his pants, you know what I mean, and continue on his flight? Or did they just arrest him and take him off? No, I did not see the video, so I'm you know, if you've already mentioned that, I apologize.
Well, take a look at it, Lori. Without a doubt, you can find it on the net, or you can find it on my Facebook page, Facebook/ Harold T. Fisher. Danny, let me grab you real quick. What's the next step? Because what you're asking for is an apology. It seems like a simple thing, but U.S. Airways appears not to want to acquiesce in that regard.
Sure. And just in response to the last caller's question, yes. I mean, Deshaun, from my understanding and from my viewing of the video, he complied with the request. And mm-hmm. he said, let me get to my seat and I will pull up my pants. He had done that. You know, by the time the captain and the officers approached him and you know, engaged him in conversation, his pants were already up. So just to respond to that. In terms of next steps, you know, as I mentioned, we've had almost 40,000 people from around the country who are outraged and who are demanding two things. One, an apology for Deshaun and his family. And two, for the airline to make it clear what steps they're going to take so that this kind of thing does not happen again. As I said, you know, despite numerous phone calls from our office, U.S. Airways has not responded to us. And, you know, I just think it's important to remind them that we have 40,000 people who have said we are not going to stand for this. And those people can be mobilized in any number of ways. I should also say that when we also, and so that can include phone calls, that it can include any number of ways for these people to continue letting their concern about this situation be known. When we ask our members to sign a petition in support of an effort, we give them an opportunity to leave a comment along with their petition signature. And we had a lot of members who said, you know, this is so disturbing to me, and until I know that U.S. Airways has apologized, I won't be flying U.S. Airways. Mm. You know, I'm a free flyer on that air carrier, and I won't be using them. I will be telling my friends and family not to fly U.S. Air. So while we have not called for a boycott, we understand just based on the feedback that we've gotten from our members that a lot of people are so upset with the airline that they won't be patronizing them.
Donna Doyle, you got 5 seconds. How's your son doing now, and how's he doing with his pants?
You know, Deshaun is doing quite well, and he's matured just a little from this incident to have ripped his pants. But then, you know, I've listened to a lot of the people here with their comments, and the saggy pants, of course, it needs to stop. But we got to start with the big corporations that are selling these clothing through to our children that are making big bucks. Off of our children.
Well, Donna, thank you so much. I hate to cut you off. I am completely out of time, but I want to thank you for spending some time with us, Danny McLean. You also with colorofchange.org. Good luck. We'll be in touch. I want to see how this finally turns out. Thank you both very much.
Thank you both for talking.
Well, that's Insight for this Tuesday, August 9th. For reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Renee Nash, George Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher at WHUR.com, on the Daily Drum page of WHUR.com, on Facebook and Twitter. Now, stay tuned for The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown. Good night.
WHUR, Washington.